Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God is our refuge. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God is our refuge in times of trouble, written and read by Jessica Van Ruckel. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9, 8 and 10. No offense. That's how an email detailing my faults as a leader ended. I closed my email program, turned off all notifications for the rest of the night. I felt disregarded and dismissed, yet needed to march forward in my role. I hid for a few brief hours and then needed to face the world again, even though I wanted to run far, far away. But I couldn't. This wasn't a situation where moving across the country or running away was the appropriate response. I needed to make the Lord my refuge while facing the battle waged against my leadership. Troubles blow into our lives like storms. Sometimes they blow up out of nowhere. Other times you can see the clouds gathering and blotting out the sun before it reaches you. This world has troubles. People and circumstances can seem to conspire against us. It can feel like we're on the defense more than we are on the offense. There are those who rub us the wrong way and know the right buttons to press to get us to react poorly. It's in these moments that our character gets refined. These times in our lives allow our belief about God and who He says He is gets put into action. David wrote a plaintive prayer from the cave of Adullam, where he hid from King Saul, who was determined to kill him. David had gone from hero status after he defeated Goliath to a lonely fugitive in a dark cave. He looked and saw no one who cared. His refuge was more like a prison because of his life on the run. But he turned his heart to God, and his faith didn't waver. He declared that God was his true refuge and that he expected God's deliverance. David declared this while his life was in danger and while he faced a relentless enemy. What are you wanting to hide from? Facing battles is a normal part of life, but God has promised to be our refuge. Refuge in battle seems a little contradictory, but it's the great rescue God has given us. In the heat of a battle, choices get made and we wound others and receive wounds. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but it's far easier to respond with anger. A trusting heart in God's goodness guides the way for faith to grow in challenging circumstances. And knowing how to find refuge in the Lord is one of the ways we can face our battles with courage. In Him we have hope, but when we walk outside of His hope, we struggle with hopelessness. In Him we're able to endure, but when we choose not to trust in Him, we grow tempted to quit. When we submit to Him by running to Him for help and trust, we make Him our refuge. It's in the refuge place where we find healing for our wounds. We find strength to face perpetual difficulties. It's where we learn to be gracious to those who hurt us. The refuge place is where we learn to forgive and lean on God's understanding instead of the constant, "Why is this happening to me again?" Intersecting faith and life. The next time you find yourself facing an overwhelming situation, allow yourself to be overwhelmed by God. He loves you. He cares for you. He is able to make good out of bad situations. It's okay to take a step back, to process the hurt and confusion you feel. Then, place your energy into trusting God instead of fretting about your circumstances. I know how tempting it is to replay scenarios, imagining a different conversation or outcome. Turn the repeat button off. Let the Lord minister to your heart as you spend time in prayer and worship. His word has everything you need, and you can meet Him in those moments when you read a passage of the Bible, pray, or worship Him. God longs to be your refuge. Run to Him today with your worries, fears, and regrets. He will meet you in the mess and bring you peace and strength to stand again.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.